Welcome to the broadcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is season 4, episode 31, number 166. How's it going?
Delightful. Good.
Awesome. Happy Mardi Gras, everybody.
That's right.
I keep forgetting it's Fat Tuesday today.
It is Fat Tuesday
Indeed.
Today.
Or I didn't do anything to celebrate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't either.
Wow. We are such party animals.
To be fair, though, I don't think I've ever celebrated Fat Tuesday.
Yeah,
I've done a few times. There used to be this really great bar in New York called Delta Grill, and it had a whole like Cajun vibe to it, and it was right around the corner from my office, and it was the best, and I loved it. And they used to have a Mardi Gras party where they do like crawfish, and they did like the whole thing, and it was so great. But they went out of business.
Oh no!
Like all the
really good,
like all the great things in New York City, the rent eventually comes for
got
you.
The rent got too high.
The rent got too high, and Delta Grill is no more. And I have since stopped celebrating Mardi Gras. I'm not even drinking the right beverage. I'm drinking red wine.
Could have.
What is the right beverage?
Yeah, what is the right beverage?
Blue Hurricane, right?
Which is
that a New Orleans joke?
No, it's like a Bourbon Street, like New Orleans cocktail. Mm-hmm. I think it's like their version of like a Long Island iced tea. I believe Hurricanes are very Hurricanes. Yeah, it's Hurricane. I believe they're very boozy.
Or I'll believe it.
Or like a Beta. That's a Louisiana beer. I associate that. I don't know. Guys, I am no expert. I've never even been to New Orleans. What am I doing sprouting like I know what I'm talking about here?
Someday we should all go.
Oh my God. I
know. I have never been to New Orleans or New Orleans or whatever it's called, but it is on my list. Yeah. I don't think I've ever had a hurricane. But that being said, is anybody giving up anything for Lent? I know that I'm the only Catholic on here, but I know Amanda has celebrated Lent before, at least.
That's true. Only because it's like,
it's like your second chance at a New Year's resolution.
Yeah, and it's just like an easy out. Like, I used to give up drinking like for Lent, and if you just said it was for Lent, people wouldn't, like, question you about
it. Yeah, that too.
Because like otherwise they're just like, why are you not drinking? Like, what's wrong? Like more so in my 20s than now. I feel like now it's just sort of like, you know, people are.
Well, now people are like, cool.
Yeah, great. But once you get into.
I should do that too.
Once you get into your 30s, though, and you're like, oh, I'm not drinking. They're like, are you pregnant? Why?
Right.
Why not?
Also.
JP is doing the same thing that he did last year. I believe you made this joke last year, JP. He's giving up the Ramblecast after Dark Roulette.
Consistent. I like it.
Well, please do Jack a solid and make sure you at least download it, even if you don't listen to it.
For the better part of my life, I didn't even know that giving things up for Lent was a thing. We went to a lot of church in the Lent period, but not having grown up Catholic, I didn't realize that was a thing for a very long time. And then I, you know, forgot about it until you just now said it. I'm kind of thinking that maybe I should give up something for Lent, just for the reasons you're saying, Amanda. Like, it's kind of a nice...
It's very
and also what you're saying, Colleen, it's a second chance at a resolution.
Yeah, it's very like peak Catholic. It's like, you didn't do it this first time, well, feel bad about it and then give it up for 40 days instead.
Yeah.
Or do it for 40 days. I know that some people do something for Lent instead of abstain from something, which is also good. Like
40 days of yoga. I'm on day 6 of
January.
I am on day 18.
Good job.
And I started on January 2nd.
Hey, so we're about at the same pace.
Right, basically. Nice. If I get like 2 or 3 videos in a week, I'm doing good.
So we go back and I keep going like back and forth. I think I'm going to give up. I was going to give up beer, and then I was like, I think I'm going to give up, like, either drinking at home or give up, like, I think it's better if I give up, like hard liquor or something. Like, I don't know. I haven't decided yet, but I have 2.5 hours to do it. So I'll figure it out. Yeah. I don't know. Or I'm going to try to exercise again or do something. I mean, I've 2020 has been very off for me. So they have a lot of options of ways that I could go in the like self, I don't know, self-improvement. Not improvement. That's not about, I don't
self-care.
Feel like
self-care.
Self-care. Thank you. I was like, I haven't deproofed, but like in the self-care thing. Like, so I don't know. I've like barely exercised. I have now hit 15 geocaches though.
Nice.
Nice.
Goals.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I am. I'm almost up to my 20. God's giving up drinking between 8 and 8:30 p.m. That's great. I think the Lord's going to love that one.
Yeah. That's solid.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah. So how was everybody's weekend? Shandy, how was your birthday? Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Welcome.
It was really fun. We had a big like barbecue on Saturday. And my new thing is that like, you know, evening parties, like what's the point?
Overrated.
Who's living that life? So we had a barbecue, like we called it a barbecue. It was a party. We did barbecues and things, but we told people to come over like 1:30, 2. As the week progressed, I started pushing that back. But, you know, it was early and we had like drinks and, you know, just like we made a shit ton of food and just kind of had a whole day event. And my thought was, you know, you do like a day thing and then like everyone's gone and like you have time to drink water and sober up. This was so much fun that we actually did continue until about 11 o'clock and
oh my
I spent
goodness.
All of the next day recovering. But yeah, I guess that's the sign of a good birthday party.
Yes.
Yeah. I love daytime parties, especially when you can have them outdoors.
That's kind of how I felt after my nephew's baptism.
Nice.
I got on a plane the next morning at 6 a.m.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, I cut all of that
out for the bonus show. So nobody here has any idea what I'm talking about, but they will when they listen to the bonus show, which we should have been recording this week. But I also realized when I went to clean off my hard drive on my laptop that I never posted the one we did last month.
Oh.
Oops.
Bonus.
It's done, though. You know, it's just like homework was done. We just didn't hand it in.
I didn't finish my part.
It's done. It's just not posted. It's okay. No one heard that. It's fine. I'll cover you.
I was like, why is this still on here? This was like 4 weeks ago. And then I was like, oh, holy shit. I never edited this because we did the Real Weird Sisters one. Anyway, sorry, Shandy. Go ahead. You were talking about your birthday.
Now, next to recover, well, JP is asking if I was ever possibly going to be a V-Day baby. I was actually 2 weeks late. So I guess that would have put my due date at February 10th.
So you could have been a V-Day.
I blew past that. Yeah. That's what she said.
Yeah, but you could have been. I was supposed to be a St. Patrick's baby. My original due date was March 19th.
Damn. That's right. You were early.
I was in the hospital for 21 days. I was in the NICU.
I was 2 weeks late. And then my mother, as the story goes, gave birth to me in a birthing chair in 57 minutes. So
yeah.
Nice.
She, you know what? She had had enough of you. She was done. Yep. You were done.
You were done. So. You were done.
You're like, done.
Let's do this living thing. I'm ready.
Ready to go. Yeah. No, so we, honestly, the party went a little bit longer than I even planned. But that's like, it's those times where like you don't plan for something and then it happens just because you're having that much fun. So it was really good. And then the next day it was a little bit rough, but like Frank did all the cleanup and was very thankful for that. So I just kind of laid around and did nothing and drank water and then hung out mostly on the couch.
It's a good place to be post birthday party. It sounds lovely.
I think that's great.
Yeah, and then yesterday was my actual birthday, and so I went to work, and then after work, Frank was still here, so we went on a little short run, and then got a beer, and then called it a birthday. I had so many birthday cakes. Holy shit. It was like the Thanksgiving pie of birthday cakes.
Yes. What kind of cake? What kind of cake? Tell us the cakes.
So my friend Sally made this big chocolate cake that this is the third year running that she's made it. It is the best chocolate cake in the entire world. And what I love is that every year, like leftovers then for the rest of the week. So I still have a good 4 pieces left. And every day for lunch, I have a piece of chocolate cake. So good.
Oh my gosh.
And then I have a couple of friends who are bakers, and they brought 2 different kinds of cake. One is like a chocolate cake. I haven't even tried it yet. I'll have some. Ooh. Some of that was left over. And then another one is like tart. Like it's a French, they're French and they're French bakers at a French bakery. And so it's like this sort of like fruity type tart thing. I can't really explain it. I'll show you guys a picture. But that looks really, really good too. And then I also brought 2 king's cakes.
Oh my goodness.
Holy shit. Yeah, because I didn't get to have king's cake in France, or I did, but it wasn't that good because it was like early. It wasn't time yet. You're not supposed to have king's cake until January 6th, whatever. I left before then. So they brought 2 of those, and there's still leftovers of that. So I have leftovers of, wait, that's 2. Well, no, I think Frank finished off 1 of the king's cakes. So there's leftovers of 1 king's cake, chocolate cake, the fruit thing, and then the other chocolate cake.
That's amazing. Cake porn. Cake porn.
Cake porn! I would use cake porn as an episode title, but I don't think I can because we used porn last week, but maybe I can call it bake shandy cake porn.
Yeah.
If I knew you were coming, I would bake a cake porn. Bake a cake porn. Anyway.
I don't know that song, but I liked it.
Yeah. If I knew you were coming, I would bake a cake. No?
Nope.
Okay. So,
but I wish everyone I ever met said that to me.
So Dennis says that Mary Ellen chose the broadcast over the post-debate spin show. And I have to say, we might be a hot mess at times, but we are not nearly as much of a hot mess as this latest debate was, which I can't even talk about because it was so awful that I cringed the entire time.
Damn. I almost watched some of it, and then I was like, I'm a week behind on Survivor.
You know, did you watch it? Did you like it?
I'm just at the challenge, so no spoilers yet.
Okay. Gott says that, so we're live for the patrons this week, for anybody who hasn't really figured that out at this point. If you'd like to become a patron at the Hangout level or more, you can go to patreon.com/JayandJack and smash that Hangout level button. We are about to enter March, in which you can sign up under the March promotion that we do every year. And then once March is over, it's up to you. You can stay at that same amount, or you can, you know, move up to the level that corresponds, like, to something higher to continue with the benefits. So stay tuned for that, which will be, I guess, like, tomorrow from whenever this episode airs. But yeah, patreon.com/JayandJack. Gott says that St. Patrick's babies are the best. And that's right, because his birthday is St. Patrick's Day, which I did know.
Wow.
Matt wants to know, did your mom have the birthing equivalent of a squatty potty shandy?
Apparently. But I mean, it was a hospital birth. I don't know.
Yeah.
I sort of envision like The Handmaid's Tale. They give birth seated, right? I mean, gravity's supposed to help you. That's
No, they don't give birth seated in The Handmaid's Tale. They're on the bed because they do that whole like weird ass chanting shit.
They do that whole weird ass chanting shit, but don't they start on a chair?
Someone was in a chair at one point.
Maybe the very first time we saw birth.
Right. And I don't know if maybe that was like a complication thing but yes. No, I know. I am remembering similarly. So that it was a thing.
Cool. Let's see what else. Oh, Matt also says, fun fact, Shandy, Colleen and I are the same age as Princess Di when she was when she died. That is fucking crazy.
I don't know how fun that fact is.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
That is. Remember that moment that I discovered that I was a few years ago the same age that Lorelai Gilmore was when Gilmore Girls first started airing?
Oh, right.
And I was like really shook. Well, that actually kind of shit. Well,
age is relative.
I am nowhere near as mature and accomplished as Princess Diana was when she died.
Yeah, same.
Wow. I have to
But I also wasn't born into the British aristocracy, so there is that.
That true. Matt, I was talking about 2020 being a time for self-care. Rose says, excellent. I can see my broad's rule throw from where I'm sitting. Well, picture or it didn't happen. Anyway, yeah, so I'm glad that you had a good birthday, Shandy. Was there anything else memorable, or it just looked like a really fun party and day, like in all?
It was, yeah, it was a good time. Kayla actually gave me, not this last Christmas, but the Christmas before, she gave me this awesome list, like notepad with like for list making. Yeah. It's an RGB thing, and it says my feminist agenda. And I was like, what could I do with this? So I put it out and asked people to add to our feminist agenda. So that was pretty fun.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I did a thing this weekend. So first we had a snow day, and that was great.
You've had more snow than I've had here in New York.
And we only had 2 inches, but, you know, and the city didn't even close down. But
2 inches more, and you get a snow day?
2 more inches than we've had.
In Raleigh, it does, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, I love snow days down here. I used to hate them, but I love them now. Just because, you know, it was great. We took the kids to see... Oh, we took them both to see Jumanji, the new one.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And nobody got scared. They both really liked it.
Nice.
Because Danny DeVito's character, while he's Danny DeVito, has a lot of, like, physical comedy. And at one point, Alex kept shouting every time he would, like, do something like, you know, a fall or something. He'd be like, silly, silly, silly goose, silly goose. And just shout it. And there was a couple, there were kids in the row behind us, but the couple next to us were clearly, like, a couple, and they clearly were like wanted to kill us, but whatever.
Silly goose.
Silly goose.
They were being silly gooses.
I know they were. It was so cute though. It was really cute. And then but it was fun. It was a good time. And the other thing that I did this weekend was canvas for Elizabeth Warren.
That's right. Yeah. How was it? Tell us everything.
Okay, so I met them at the headquarters, and I was a little bit of misunderstanding. Okay, this is classic me. Like, what is peak me when it turns into something that should be very, you know, easy? They had called me the night before, and they were like, do you want to go to the Cary location? Because there's been problem with people downtown having to pay for parking. And I was like, oh, well, I work in downtown Raleigh, so I'll just park. And I have a private parking lot, so I'll just park at my office, and I'll walk over. It was like, you know, 0.8 tenths of a mile, which isn't that bad. I was like, you know, I'll just walk over. So I did that. I parked at work, and I walked over to the headquarters, and I get there, and they're like, okay, well, you know, here's your packets. You're going to have to drive to where you're going. And I'm like, well, shit. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I tell the woman that, like, I was buddying up with, so what we were going to do is I was new, so she was going to train me, like, on, like, you know, 5 or 10 houses, and then I was supposed to drive to, with my own pack of houses, I was supposed to drive to another neighborhood and do that. And I realized then, so I had taken the van, and Jay had taken the boys to lunch, and he was supposed to swing by my work on the way to Costco, because it's like 5 minutes from Costco, and he was supposed to swing by my work and switch out cars with me. And I ran into work to drop some stuff off and to pee before I walked down, and I thought that I dropped my work keys in the van with the van key. But what I had actually done was dropped the RAV4 keys, the other car keys, in the van with the van key. So I reach into my pocket to pull out the keys when I'm there and they're talking to me, and realize that I have my office keys, because I have 3 sets of keys, and not my actual car keys for the RAV4.
Oh, no.
So I call Jay, and he's super pissed, and he was like, I have to come all the way back. And I was like, it's 5 fucking minutes. He's like, I have 2 kids with me. And I was like, I know that, but still. So he couldn't get back in time. So I ended up just doing, I felt really bad. I ended up just doing the one packet with the woman that I was assigned to. But it was also kind of funny because, you know, who else would lock their keys in their car or be stuck without keys to a car than me? So, you know, but it was nice because I talked to her and she was really nice. So we ended up being assigned to a neighborhood that was predominantly African American. It was really interesting. So some people were only talking to us. We were there at noon on Sunday, so I would say half of the people were actually at church. And it was funny, this one guy was outside like doing yard work or something, and he was like, "Oh, this is my mama's house, but she's at church right now, but I'll take your information." So he talked to us for a little bit. And he was like, so every time we went to another house, he'd be like, "Oh, that person's at church. Oh, they're at work. Oh, they're sleeping. Oh, they're probably home. Oh, they're sleeping, but you probably could wake them up." Or, you know, it was just really funny. It was really funny. And this one down the block as far as like he could see and shout at us. It was so funny. So we were like, "Do you want to just walk with us?" Like, yeah, it was really funny. He was really cool. But I would say that the most eye-opening thing is, and I knew this was true, but it was sort of sobering to see it, that Twitter isn't real life. And the majority of people out there that I talked to were leaned more towards Biden or were more not as engaged, where there was a lot more undecided voters than Twitter would have you. I would say, so mm-hmm. I would say that probably 60% of the homes that we knocked on, people weren't home. And according to their neighbor, they were mainly at church. And then of the 40% of the people that we actually did get to talk to, there were a decent amount of like Biden voters there. And there were a couple of people, and there were women who said that they were going to vote for Warren. But it was very interesting because you kind of sometimes forget when you're on the internet all the time that the internet is actually not real life. So sometimes I think when my takeaway from this was, when we question on Twitter or whatever why a certain candidate does something, they must – I mean, we had an app that we had to record everything into after we visited each house. Like, was the person whose name was attached to the property records or was registered there? So we were only supposed to knock on the doors of registered Democrats and find out if they had done early voting yet. And if they hadn't, ask if we could talk to them about Elizabeth Warren, or if they had or hadn't, asked them if they would mind sharing their vote. So that was a way that, like, when they talk about, I guess, exit polling, so to speak, like, it's interesting the way that because if we were doing it, then clearly everyone is doing it, because there's an app that you downloaded from like the app store. So sometimes the one takeaway, like sometimes when the Twitter pundits are screaming, like, why is somebody doing such and such? They have data that is more on the ground and more, I guess, real life than what Twitter reflects. And that was my biggest takeaway of the whole experience, was just, you think you know, but you kind of don't. Yeah, but I felt really good having done it. They asked if we could, they asked all of us if we can come back next week, this upcoming weekend. I don't know if I can, so I said, you know, I would contact the campaign on like Thursday or Friday and let them know. I have to see, but it was really good. I'm really glad I did it. I would totally do it again. It was not nearly as scary as I thought it was going to be. And I think I surprised the chick that I was with, because by like house number 10, I was kind of like, "Hello," like I was kind of doing like the spiel. But yeah, no, it was good. It was really good. And if you support any of the candidates out there in general in the future, whether it's this election or another election, it's a really eye opening and like fulfilling experience. Just, and it's, yeah, just, I totally recommend it. Like, you'll feel better at the end. Even if you reach just one person out of the 50 people, like, it feels good. The last woman I talked to was funny. She had seen the debates, and they weren't on our list of homes, which means either she didn't live there, she wasn't registered, or they're not registered Democrats or whatever. But, like, it was really – she was really funny. She was clearly very well-informed, but she was just really funny in some of the things that she said. And her stepdad came out and – you know, he was like, "You're not voting. You're not knocking on doors for Trump, are you?" And she was just like, "Does she look like she's like knocking on doors for Trump?" It was just so funny. I talked to them for like 15 minutes. They were really fun. Like, a lot of the people were just really nice, and it was a gorgeous day. It was 60 degrees outside, and people were sitting outside, and yeah, it was really good. So again, nice. I totally recommend it in the future.
So, like, at my birthday party, like, we were inside, and then, like, the door was just open, and there's, like, this outdoor area, like, sort of around the corner where some other people were, like, where the barbecue was, and so it was just sort of, like, indoor-outdoor, and there were some people who came and, like, knocked on the door. And at first I thought they were, like, random people coming to join the party, because, like, Frank had invited, when he was barbecuing, like, you can kind of see into the neighbor's window, and some random neighbors were there. He was like, "Oh, you guys should come over." So they had come over, and I assumed this person was another rando. And so everyone's like, "Hey, what's up? Like, come in." And then she's like, had her little thing for Bernie. And then we're like, "Oh, no. I thought you were here to party, but no."
We should have been.
You can keep your Bernie thing.
We have a candidate already. We know who we'll be voting for.
It was actually really funny because, like, just earlier we had this huge discussion where, like, a lot of the people that were there don't necessarily always hang out with each other. It's like, I know them, but some of them I know separately. And so, you know, you tread lightly on certain subjects, but, like, we had come to the realization that we were all, like, super pro-Warren, which makes sense. Birds of a feather, yeah. And all. Right. But so we had all been like, you know, "Yay, Warren!" And then of course the person came.
That's so funny.
Nope.
Have you guys early voted yet?
So I have my ballot, and I've had it for a while actually, and I'm always so bad about actually sending it back. I think I've said before, like, what usually happens is I end up filling it out day of the elections and then just, like, hand dropping it off at my polling place.
You have to. But yesterday, I learned how important it is to do it ahead of time.
Oh,
I don't think we can early vote.
You can early vote in
New York?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, well, it's a new thing that just started.
Well, they have not been doing a very good job of publicizing that.
I wonder
last
why.
I heard, there was no early voting in New York.
Yeah. Ooh.
We always get absentee ballots, and so Frank got his in the mail also, and yesterday he, like, sat down for a couple of hours and, like, so he knew, like, who he was going to vote for in the primaries, Warren, obviously. Which is a conclusion that we came to separately, I will say. But he, like, had sat down with, because, you know, you're not just voting for the presidential candidate. But so he was, like, sitting down, like, reading through all of the stuff that they had, you know, sent us about, like, all the different propositions and stuff. I was just like, man, he just, like, takes this much more seriously than probably your average person, and just makes my heart happy.
Yeah.
It's the second time voting.
Yep.
Okay, I'm sorry, Amanda, early voting for the presidential primary is April 28th. It starts.
Okay, I didn't miss it.
So your primary is April 28th, it looks like. Early voting is April 18th to the 26th. So I was wrong.
Okay.
I just knew that.
So I like to consider myself fairly well-informed. And, like, that was, like, not even on my radars. Okay, so that's good to know.
Yeah. That's according to elections.newyork.gov.
I'm glad I didn't miss it. It's going to be my first primary that I'm voting in, because up until recently, I have been an independent.
Oh, and that's right. You can't do that in New York.
And you can't. Which is why I am no longer an independent, because I'm like, well, F this shit. This sucks. I want to have a say. So,
yeah.
And I've also been voting basically blue the entire time I've been of voting age, so it just felt a little ridiculous to still consider myself an independent.
But it's just in the primaries. It doesn't mean that if for some reason there's a random red candidate that is your like in local right. election that
right. Well, I think that was sort of the rationale I had as to why I was staying independent. That like, oh, you know, I don't know, like someday, like I just, you know, I don't live with party lines. Like I like vote my conscience, and it's yeah. like, well, my conscience is pretty damn blue, so.
Yeah. Well, I'm still an independent voter because in North Carolina, you can pick whatever ballot you want.
That's pretty cool.
For the yeah, primaries. Yeah. Well, you know what? I like that for independents, but then you hear like in like places like South Carolina or wherever, like with open primaries, you can easily have a party that says, you know, stuff the ballots, basically go vote for somebody else in the primaries, like the candidate that you want your actual candidate to go up against and defeat, which I mean, I don't know if that's a real problem or not, but you know, just a thing that could happen,
right? Never be too careful.
Yeah. So does anybody have anything else from their week or anything like that?
I went to see Beetlejuice with JP and Ro.
Yeah, that's
it
right.
It was super fun. Oh, and Daniel was there too, but like, whatever. Forget him. Yeah, it was really fun. It was jam-packed. It was like standing room only. Wow. It's been a long time since I've been to a Broadway musical on a weeknight where there was standing room in the back. But yeah, it was really fun.
Nice. Awesome.
Little Broadway drama. That was the last performance for the actress that plays Lydia. So that was kind of cool.
That's
in hindsight.
Always fun. Yeah, when you do that.
Yeah, apparently something went down and the press is saying she left to pursue television opportunities. But our JP, his contacts on the inside, says maybe it's something a little more nefarious. Or a little more drama inspired as to why she left. But either way, it was kind of cool that we happened to be there on the last night. So,
yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, that is awesome. I was inadvertently there for Idina Menzel's second to last night in Wicked.
Ooh, that must have been pretty damn cool.
Well, no, because she fell through the trap door on the stage the next night and it forced her to end her run.
Wow. Well, she at least you weren't there the night you fell through the trap door, poor thing.
Now, she was supposed to. It was like within her last week that we saw it. Like she knew that she was planning to leave, but she had a kind of like an Adele situation with a, you know, unexpected early retirement.
Right.
Because I also saw Adele's last performance when in
That's
London.
True.
Yeah.
Right. A couple years ago,
and that wasn't supposed to be her last performance either.
Man, maybe you're bad luck.
Maybe.
I'm sorry. I'm sure that's not the case at all. You bring sunshine and joy wherever you go.
I don't know about that, as evidenced by last week's episode in which I re-listened and was like, wow, Colleen, you seriously need to get the self-care in check because you sound crazy.
Aww. No, we had some very interesting conversations last week. I just listened to the episode today.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, did you notice that our 30-minute conversation was cut down to, like, 13 minutes? You're welcome. It took me a full day to do that.
Yeah, that was actually pretty good. There's a few places that, like, I knew where the edits were, but a lot of them I did not. So, good on you.
Thanks. Cheers. I saved all of them for a bonus show, potentially. Except one. One of them I actually accidentally deleted and hit save before I whatever. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I had enough of them saved. I think I believe it was one of those shows where I genuinely believe that I have at least like 15 minutes of bonus content that I'll have to go through.
Nice. That's a lot. Save that for a rainy day. Save some of that for a month that we're light on bonus content.
Yeah, or I would say snowy day, but I had a snowy day and I didn't put
We're getting out of snowy day season. Oh, and Anyways. I'm like excited for spring, but I'm also like, we got zero snow up here. I never got to use my snow boots, which are now going to be two seasons old and worn once. So
yeah.
I'm a little bummed about it.
I'm sorry. All right. So since it's a little bit later than usual tonight, because we started later because of the debates, I was going, I had some stuff for a middle section, but we can, again, skip that for this week. Sorry, everybody. But what
this Reddit thread's becoming our new health benefits of alcohol. Yeah,
seriously. Well, no, actually, I didn't. It wasn't the Reddit thread. It was, I had pulled up a recently updated Politico like page that had the different. So next Tuesday is Super Tuesday, so our episode comes out right before Super Tuesday. So I was going to go through some of the candidates. I was making a quiz of which candidate was behind which positions, just to help our viewers out. But you know what? I'm just going to have to put this link in the show notes. And I don't know. It's pretty good, actually. It's a really good. So essentially, it breaks down the different issues. It has like a list of different issues and then subcategories within those issues. So like, for instance, let's see. Criminal justice. We have capital punishment is one, cash bail reform is another, cocaine sentencing disparities is another one, mandatory minimum sentence reform is another one, and private prisons is another one. And you can click on each of those subcategories and it will explain to you what the issue is. Like it's a brief like little write-up of what the issue is, and then it will give you each candidate's face, and you can click on their face to know what view they have of said issue. And the issues on this site is criminal justice reform, cybersecurity, economy, education, elections. Hold on, I've got a big ad that I've got to scroll through. Spoiler alert, there we go. Energy, the environment and climate change, food and agriculture, gun control, healthcare, immigration. Wow, unlike the Democratic debates, healthcare was pretty low down, thankfully. Because I don't know, but we spent 10 of 11 debates talking about fucking healthcare. Immigration, infrastructure, marijuana and cannabis, legalization, military taxes, technology and trade. So if you want to know, and there's a lot of subcategories within each one of these. So if you want to know where any of the candidates stand on any of these issues, the candidates still left in the race are Joe Biden, at least the ones that are still. Oh, you know what? They actually do have the views from people that have dropped out, because I'm hovering over Marianne Williamson's face and now Kamala's face. And all right, so you can see where people did stand, but I believe the main.
Well, they still stand there. They're still alive. They just aren't in the race.
Right. You can see their positions. So, but yeah, so click on if you want to. I will put this in the show notes. And for anybody that doesn't know what the show notes are, it's if you read the episode description, you can like swipe up or whatever, or swipe right, depending on what app you use. See each candidate's issues. And I think it is really important because we are down. I mean, you all know who we're voting for, obviously, but it's your democratic right. We're still a democracy. We're not quite, you know, beyond that yet. So I think it's important, though, that everybody does their fair share of research. So I'll put this in the show notes. If for some reason you don't know how to get to the show notes to link to it, I know, send me a tweet, comment in the Facebook group, any of the Facebook groups, Instagram, wherever, let me know and we will get the link out to you because it is pretty comprehensive. Okay, on that note, I think it is probably time to take a quick commercial break and move into some feedback.
Great.
All right, so to start us off, Matt has some suggestions about, per our discussion last week, some shows with better representation and non-white people leads. The first one that he has is Pose, which is on FX. Season one is currently on Netflix, and he includes an interview that with the creator who went through a lot of hurdles to get the show on air. I will include that link in the show note as well. Again, just let me know anything that I ever say is in the show notes that you want to know. Send us an email or a Twitter or a tweet or something, and we'll get the information out to you. Everything is always, you know, very easily close on hand for us. He also continues with Undone on Amazon. This is about a woman who discovers she has unusual powers after surviving a car accident. Why aren't I watching this show? This is totally up my alley.
That looks promising. Oh, because it's on Amazon. That's why I'm not watching it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have Amazon. I just... I'm almost done with Sex Education.
Ooh!
Nice.
Yeah. We're at that halfway point of season two. It's a good show.
Great show. Spoiler alert. It's great.
Matt also says, Tuca and Birdie on Netflix. Maybe a cheat since the characters aren't human, but they are voiced by people of color, Ali Wong, Tiffany Haddish, and Steven Yeung.
Okay.
Yoon. Well, Matt's here, so he can explain the last name to me. Yoon. Anyway, the title pair are best friends, Tuca being the wild one, and Birdie being the neurotic one. And then finally, One Day at a Time, seasons 1 through 3 are on Netflix. Season 4 is coming soon to Pop. There's a reboot. Yeah, there's a reboot of the classic series focusing on a multi-generation Latinx family as they deal with a variety of issues. It includes a great LGBTQ storyline involving one of the teens. Also, Elena is basically Shandy. Well, now I have to watch it.
And also Rita Moreno.
She's in that too?
Yeah, she is. She plays the grandma.
Oh.
Yeah, that's like a Broadway royalty there. The only Latinx person in the original West Side Story, Miss Rita Moreno. And I was embarrassed I forgot to bring up Pose during our conversation last week. I did watch the first season on Netflix. It is really, really good.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, Billy Porter is everything.
That's what I've gathered from seeing him at award shows.
Yeah.
I'm going to get to Pose, but honestly, Undone sounds like so up my alley that I am absolutely going to get on that. Yay. Moving on, John says, in San Francisco, they don't poop in their hands. They poop on the sidewalks between cars and, yes, right in the middle of traffic. Oh, and I forgot, poop on the seat of a scoot rental scooter.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it feels like he has some experience. oh, and they jack off at the same places. Such a great city. And then regarding our discussion about Sabrina, the chilling adventures of Sabrina last week, Greg says, I'm a couple of episodes into season 3. Overall, I'm really liking their show, and I like it when it takes the big leaps into the absurd. Which it certainly does. Overall, it has worked and keeps things interesting. But I gotta say, though I can't say exactly why, the musical performances by the Fright Club band and the cheerleading squad are awful. Like, I don't understand how that was approved. It sounds so bad. It's mind-boggling to me. Is that just me being 33? It must, I don't know. Jay didn't like it either, but I fucking loved it.
I didn't either.
I loved it.
I didn't either. It kind of took me. I didn't mind the band. I thought that just like made sense, but I thought like the cheerleading stuff.
I loved it.
But the cheerleading stuff is so necessary.
Yeah, I guess. But it's
it
like
pays off at the end, or in
it's hilarious how they said. I mean, are we talking about? Or have we all finished?
I haven't finished, but okay. I will say I'm very close to the end, and it has gotten better. I take back my comment about being kind of meh.
It does improve, but it's also infuriating because the whole scenario of that leads up into the last episode doesn't have to freaking happen because you're screaming at Sabrina like...
Yeah. Sabrina kind of sucks, but everybody else
Sabrina does suck, right? She does kind of suck.
But everybody else is great.
I must say, I do not have that many problems with her. I think that she's a teenager trying to do the right thing.
Right, which is why I think I find it her character so infuriating. Because I think it's easy to kind of see yourself as a teenager. And like, she's just so much an actual real teenager. And it's kind of infuriating.
I know. Hold on, Shandy. I hope you can hear this. And I hope that this isn't wrong. But this is what I have to say about that. Hold on.
Oh, good for you. Oh, good for you.
Oh, it's not stopping. Oh, there it goes. Okay. Anyway, sorry. Keep going.
I don't get it, but it was funny.
Have you never heard the Christian Bale rant?
Mm-mm. Sorry, I think either my cat just farted or like a neighbor farted.
Maybe your butt's just leaking. That happened to me recently where I was like, who smells?
like a loud, long fart sound.
Oh,
it wasn't me. And it was from behind, and it was very scary. I'm sorry. I think it's the cat.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Anyway, continue.
Nothing. I was just going to talk about the... I can't believe you've never seen that. You've heard the Christian Bale rant from Terminator.
Oh, I remember it. I don't think I ever actually listened to it, but I do remember that moment in pop culture.
So it's not so much about the rant. It's more about the remix of the rant. Which is...
The auto-tuned version?
Have you really never heard it?
I don't think so. Or if I have, it's been so long, I don't remember enough of it.
Oh my God, this is my favorite thing in the whole world. And it's so much my favorite thing that I listen to it a lot. And Jay and I will still sometimes sing it. Okay, so I will play this at the end of the show as a payoff for everybody, mainly because I have to find it, and I don't think that we have the time to sit here and find it now, but I swear to God, at the very end of the show, when I say, does anybody else have anything, I will play it there, and it is amazing. Okay. Also, okay. JP says, weird, I just cut one. So apparently you heard JP's fart all the way.
Oh, wow. That's got some power behind it.
Yeah. So there you go. He also says that he's been advised that he can respond on Rose's behalf. Look, I'm going to need a statement of consent before I even...
Yeah, I don't think I can just take your word for it.
It's a possibility. I'm just saying. Anyway, moving on, read the Never Have I Ever game. This is funny. So Manny says, I only haven't done two. Brian says his number's 3. Dennis said 10. Greg said 6. Maggie said 9. JP said 7. Joanne said 9. 8, unless you count a daytime Alaska cruise as a cruise. I'm amazed at people who have less than 5. There are at least 6 of these that no normal person should have ever experienced. just kidding. If we did one with all of us, I assume that all 20 are covered. Fun list. So didn't somebody else also say that, was it Boston? Somebody else or somebody also said that they only had 2 in the group. It was a very late entry. But I also got a text from my friend Carmen who said that she also got an only a 2 and hers were she's never been on a cruise or skydiving. So... Hmm. Yeah, good times, good times. Okay, look. Okay, here's the deal, guys. Listen, I just watched the debate, so I feel like I need to say things like, so here's the thing, or look.
I have a plan.
Look, I have a plan. Okay, it's not going to be my 2020 resolution. It will be my 2021 resolution, and if it's not my 2021 resolution, I will do it for my 2021 Lent, okay?
Okay. Just make sure you work in a joke about the naked cowboy, though. That's really important.
Oh, my God. I know, right? He only had one good joke. So we're referring to Mike Bloomberg in the debates, or he tried to make some jokes, and the delivery was just all sorts of bad. There was only one that actually made me laugh, and it was the horrible, horrible, like, you know, Miss America contest question at the end where they were like, and what's one thing that is a common misconception about you, and what's your motto? It's like, you know, April 23rd, because it's not too hot and it's not too cold. but he did actually, I'll give him this. He had a funny where he was like, my common misconception is that I'm 6 feet tall, which is funny because Donald Trump calls him Mini Mike because he's short.
I thought it was Little Mike.
No, he calls him Mini Mike.
Mini Mike. Yeah, I suppose that's better. Yeah. Alliteration and all.
So that was actually kind of funny. I was like, all right, I'll give you that. You're 1 for 3.
You're 1 for... We don't even know because some of those jokes were not recognized by any other human in the world as being a joke.
Yeah.
And we thought Trump was bad at delivering jokes.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's, you know what? If... Bloomberg gets the nomination. They should just have a joke delivery off.
Oh my God. That's how we elect our next president, who can actually tell and receive a joke.
Yeah, that's where we're at.
You have to have like empathy to be funny.
Yeah.
So yeah.
100%.
I don't know about that. Louis C.K. was kind of funny before he wasn't.
Mm.
I guess it depends.
Yeah. Mm. Anyway, sorry to kill that one. Let's get into some That's What She Said. And then we'll finish up with the facey bat. I'm sorry. Then we'll finish up with the emails and voicemails. And then we will get out of here. All right.
All right. We do it live with this effing thing.
Yes. No. I need a more Bill O'Reilly delivery from you there.
I forgot how he delivered it.
We'll do it live.
We do it live.
Loud and angry.
We do it live with this effing thing.
Nice. Did we not just do that?
We did that part already.
We totally did it. You missed it.
We're doing it live.
My arm's a little bit sore.
I meant to wash it before we started recording.
Put some more lotion on it.
I love it. It's so nice.
She already had a couple with her bridesmaids and then was like, oh, we can continue this.
Finally did it.
He did really great work. I loved it. And he was super nice.
Especially towards the end, you won't be able to stop.
Oh, God, that's a perfect one, actually.
Yeah. If it's not 8, it's 9.
You're on your way to a very fun journey.
I don't know about him, but I was done.
Not that much is happening here.
May is coming really fast.
Oh, May. Lucky May.
Yeah, lucky May. She knows how to take care of business.
Is there. The path is there. I just gotta go down.
Give me 60 seconds and I'm gonna get there. Or maybe we should stop and take a pee break?
I'm next.
Yeah, you're.
We've been there. We've done that.
We're a little bit further in than I thought we were going to be at this point.
Matt, that one's for you.
I cracked that sucker open. Which I just did with the LaCroix that I loudly opened. Sorry.
Nice. That's perfect. Prop. I like it.
I had a prop. I just used it too early. That'll be one next week.
It keeps going the whole series.
Doesn't matter. Still counts.
Ours are very similar, except you've been on a cruise. Okay, I don't get that one. How is that one dirty?
I don't know.
Okay.
How many can you combine there?
I had to go with one of these instructors.
I'm working on the other half.
Just put it in.
I promise you'll feel really good about it.
Sorry. I was so delighted by that last read. I'm just so impressed you did that without notes.
That's the only way you can get into a slightly more comfortable position.
All right. Moving on to the voicemail portion of the show. We're going to start with a voicemail from JP. I'm pretty sure that's the only reason that he's still here and still awake right now. All right. Here you go.
Hey, it's JP. I just wanted to call in and try to be a part of the Shandy birthday show. So I had a few things to say, and I wrote everything down. I kind of scribbled it while I was driving, just to make sure I get everything right, okay? And this is all it's kind of like some wit and wisdom that I wrote down just for Shandy. Okay, here we go. So, Shandy, fornication. I'm sorry. For an occasion such as your birthday, I just thought I would put together some facts. And I wanted to share them with you. Okay, so, as you may already know, statistics show those who have the most birthdays live the longest. But having too many birthdays may kill you.
Cheers.
Okay. Now, I don't know if you've ever had a surprise birthday party, Shandy.
I have.
And it was one of the like one of those surprise birthdays where you really did not know anything about it until you walked in.
True story.
But just keep this in mind. All the people who planned it and told you, you know, they were busy next Saturday or whatever, just remember, those were the people who were the very best at lying to your face.
Pause
for laughter. Okay, so I know with a birthday, I know many women
like the
always
pause
worry
for laughter.
About how gravity can cause, you know, things on the body to sag as they get older. But keep in mind, if it weren't for gravity, you'd be chasing your birthday cake all over the room. Pause for laughter.
Four birthday cakes.
Okay, last one.
Well,
so they say that regular naps help prevent old age, especially when you take them while driving.
Oh, God.
Pause
oh, Jesus.
That went into a dark place.
So anyway, Shandy, I want you to celebrate your birthday this year like a pickle and relish the moment. Happy birthday, JP.
Aw. Thank
awesome,
you, JP.
Nice. That was good.
JP also sent me a birthday card. Thank you, JP.
Aw. That's so sweet. Yes.
Very nice. Yes. As did Matt, by the way. So thank you also, Matt. That's what she said. And Kayla contributed to my tattoo fund. So anyway.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone.
All right. Very so cool. We have next up, we have a voicemail from Desiree. It's a little bit long, so everybody hunker down and buckle in. And I am really excited to hear this. So here we go.
Hey, Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. This is Des. No Astra today. She's in her room. Anyways, I finally caught up on the show. Yay. Just crazy because literally just had a break not even 2 months ago. but I still got behind. I was calling to talk about some dating stories. Everybody knows I'm elderly with my, you know, elderly pregnancy and all that fun stuff, having a baby in my 40s. So when I was dating back in the day, things were a lot different. Like, we didn't have the internet. A lot of people did not have the internet when I was in my early 20s. So what we had was classified ads in the newspaper. It's like Craigslist now, only it was in the actual paper. And you had very limited space on how much you could put. And so I had one of those, and it, you know, you call it into the paper, and it had like a code for the person you wanted to call. And you could call and leave a message, and then they could call, you know, get their messages, and then they can call you if they wanted to and everything. So when I was in my early 20s, I did that. And this one guy, he left a message, and he was a reporter for the newspaper. He covered, like, entertainment stuff, you know. And so I was like, okay, well, he sounds kind of cool. So, you know, we talked, and we said we'd go on a date. And so I met him at this nightclub, right, that was having a concert. It was a concert for D-Light, you know, Groove is in the Heart. So he had to interview the band and everything. So he was like, you know, if you want to meet me up there, we'll enjoy the concert and everything. And then afterwards, you know, after he would stay and interview the band and everything. So I was like, sure, why not? So, you know, I get up there and meet him and everything. And so he had to go talk to the manager. And so we got to go on their tour bus. So that was kind of cool. They weren't up there, of course. They were getting ready for the show. But then we got to see the show, and that was cool. I don't think I went on a date with him. I wasn't really attracted to him. He was a nice guy, but that was an interesting date I went on, though. And then a couple years later, in my 20s still, I was working as a travel agent, and this one guy came in, and he was hot. And he was booking a trip for himself to go to India. He was going to meet up with some friends and they were going to, you know, party in India. Which, you know, that was a thing. You know, there were a lot of raves going on and everything. But when he came back from his trip, I sent him a thank you card. Like, we used to send thank you cards to people who, you know, book trips and everything. And, you know, thank you for booking with us. Hope you had a good trip, whatever. So I sent him a card and it's like, you know, thanks for booking with us. I hope you had a good trip. Would love to discuss it with you sometime, maybe over dinner. And he called and we went to dinner. I did this a few times with hot guys who would travel with us. So I got to go on a few dates. But this guy was such a weirdo. Like, he was an ex-Marine, right?
Amazing. But
he said he was a shaman, right? So he was really into self-medicating. He did shrooms. He, I guess, was doing shrooms. We went out to dinner, then we went back to his place, and he was like on shrooms or whatever. And yeah, you know, I thought I was gonna get some, but he just wanted a handy. It was very, very weird. So I was like, okay, whatever. So I never went out with that guy again. But yeah, I've had some interesting dates. There was this whole little thing with a police cadet, but we had never actually went on a date, but there was a lot of flirting. The best date I ever went on actually was with my husband. The first date we ever had, and things were going like, oh, this is not going to work out. This is not going to work out. And then, you know, he had to change the date and this and that, and there's another thing. And so finally we went out, and then we were going to a restaurant and it was packed, and so I'm like, oh, I do not feel like standing in line for an hour, right? So let's go somewhere else. So we went somewhere else, a place that you know, I like to go anyway, and it was outside, you know, by the water. And so we talked for like hours, and it was the first time in my life I was on a date with a person and I was like really able to just be me. You know, I felt comfortable enough to just be me. I didn't have to put on any shit, and I didn't feel like putting on any shit. You know, I was already 40 years old and I was tired of the whole dating bullshit. So, you know, it was great. It was a really good night. So, the rest is history, of course. I mean, he moved in within a month, which is insane, wow. I know. But 6 years later, and we still love each other. So, that's great. It just worked out, you know. Doesn't always happen because, yeah, he's not my first husband, but he is my best husband. Anyways. I also wanted to say, Colleen talked about voting and everything. Everybody needs to get out there and vote. If you don't vote, what you're saying is that you're okay with how this country is being run right now, basically, because you're not working to make any change. So if you don't vote, you're just part of the problem. Everybody has a right to vote. Well, most people have a right to vote. And, you know, most people have a right to vote. You should take that right. You should use it. It's a responsibility as well as a right. It's a responsibility. You have say in how this country is run. And if you don't vote, like my dad hasn't voted in, oh my God, I don't even know, since I was a teenager maybe. He actually registered to vote after Trump got elected. Hates the man. So he registered to vote. And, you know, you've got to take that right, that responsibility, and you've got to tell the country, this is not acceptable. It's not acceptable for us to have someone who normalizes racism and who normalizes sexism and who basically gets away with crime constantly. It's just not acceptable. And, you know, it doesn't matter who you vote for. Vote for with your conscience. Vote with your heart. Shit, if you are a Republican and you don't want to vote for any of these Democrats, that's fine too. You know what? There are other Republicans running for president. You may not have heard of them. because, you know, yeah, who are they? Who knows? They're not rich and they're not, you know, being backed because, you know, the Republicans are saying, you know, another 4 years for Trump. But educate yourself about these candidates. Maybe there's one, they're going to be on the primary. The primary is where you need to vote with your heart. You vote for the person you would like to be president. And then at the general election, vote with your head. Vote for the candidate who is going to be a better president over the choices that are there. If your candidate does not make it to the general election, that sucks. It really does. But you know what? People who voted decided they didn't want that candidate. You cannot do anything about that. If you don't vote because your candidate didn't make it to the fucking general election, then you're an asshole who thinks that Trump should still stay in office and that that is preferable to one of these other candidates, which is bullshit. I've heard that argument before. Oh, the Democrats are just as bad as Trump. No, they're not, okay? They're not as racist. They're not as sexist. They, you know, they're at least trying to make a little bit of change. Yeah, sure, they're not all perfect and some of them suck more than others, but they're not as bad as Trump. They aren't. He normalizes racism. He normalizes sexism. He gets people to think that that's okay because we put him in power and he's an example to everyone. And that's not okay. It's 20 fucking 20. It's not okay. So don't not vote because you're butt hurt because your candidate didn't get elected in the primary. Please, please don't do that. Because if you do that, you're as much of an asshole as, you know, Trump. Okay? And educate yourself. Educate yourself on who's running. Vote in your local elections. These are important. Local elections, you think, oh, who cares? They're very important because these are the people who are going to, they're going to affect the bigger players, you know, your local representatives, your local senators. They affect what's going on in Congress and at the state level, also at the federal level. So they're just as important to vote for. So make sure you look into them and see and make sure it's somebody who aligns with your values, somebody who would be the best candidate. There are many ways you can do this. There are websites that have great voter guides that are nonpartisan. They're not there to tell you who to vote for. They'll just say, here is the information, make your own decision. You can go to Ballotpedia. Ballot Ready, either one of those two are excellent, excellent sources of information. If you have ballot measures that are going to be on your ballot and you want to find out what it's all about, look them up. We had a ballot measure a few years ago that was written in such a way that a yes vote was actually a no vote, and it was extremely confusing. It was one of those ones we had to look up and find out, and they explained to you in plain language, like, if you vote yes, this is what it means. If you vote no, this is what it means. And we were able to vote in an informed way, and, you know, it's just nice to be able to do that. Information is power. Knowledge is power. Use that power and vote, okay? Vote. Very important. Very important. So, anyways, I'm going to get back off my soapbox here and say that I love you guys. Love the show. Talk to you later. Bye.
I just want to remind everybody that Desiree is from Florida. So when she talks about, you know, sketchy things on the ballot, she is talking from Florida perspective.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, though, sometimes even like even here, like the propositions and stuff, it's like you read them and you're like, wait, so is this?
Yeah, and that's why
everything should be written in plain English, and it's really annoying that it's not, and you have to like really do, you know, due diligence to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like that there should have been like a special dedication to Bernie Bros in that. I feel like that's part of that message was aimed at.
For the bros in the back.
You know.
The bros in the back. If your guy doesn't make it, still go vote.
Yeah, don't stay home.
Right.
Your journey doesn't end there.
I will say, as of our recording, Ann Coulter, the great Ann Coulter, has tweeted that as of tonight's debate, Senator Warren has convinced me that Bernie isn't that worrisome. He'll never get anything done. She's the freak who will show up with 17 plans every day and keep everyone up until it gets done. To which I'm like,
amen.
And
Well, I mean that's the kind of person that we need. Right?
Now right. she did to fair qualify them as 17 idiotic plans, but I feel like because Ann Coulter is a fucking moron and a half, she's an idiot. It kind of cancels it out. So
definitely,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
I did want to mention on a non-political note one of the comments.
Yeah.
One of the stories from Des's voicemail when she was talking about how the guy just wanted a handy. That's probably one of my favorite words. I think it's so funny and so silly. And it's just even greater when you know that that is the word in German for cell phone.
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They call it a handy.
Oh my God, you've just made my whole night.
Which is also interesting when they call the cases a condom or whatever the fuck they call it. I know we talk about this all the time, but I cannot remember right now.
In French, they call a phone case a cock.
That's it. Okay.
That's
yeah.
it.
I was like, I know the case has something.
Something phallic.
But in German, it's quick. A handy.
Oh my God. Oh my God, it's amazing.
They borrowed a word. You know, there's a lot of borrowing back and forth. They borrowed a word, but they borrowed it wrong.
that sounds good. Let's go with that.
So you put it in your hand.
Yeah.
Which one am I talking about?
Well, thank you, Desiree,
it's
for your
thoughts. It's a trick question. All of them.
Thank you for your thoughts, Desiree. We really appreciate it. And as she said, she's right. Get out and vote for the person that you want. And it's you know, at the end of the day, it is personal. As you know, it is personal because what happens politically can have an effect on, if not your everyday life, the everyday life of people that you care about or your fellow Americans. But yeah, she's right. Get out and vote. And again, check the show notes or tell us if you need to get it. And I will send the link for the article that has where everybody stands on different things. So, but yeah, at the end of the day, I guess, remember who the actual enemy is. Okay.
Yes.
We're going to finish up. I don't think that we have an Andy email this week.
We do not.
Oh.
Okay. So we're going to finish up with two different, we have two emails from Joanne. So we are going to finish up with those. And then if we have time, I will play my favorite internet remix of all time.
Got it.
But until we get there, let's hear what Joanne has to say.
Yes. So Joanne's first email is entitled TERFs. And it says, not sure if I should address this to the real weird broads or the broad sisters. Smiley face emoji. Just listening to the second part of the crossover episode, and I listened with confidence in you all, but still a little trepidation as you entered into the J.K. Rowling shocker of a tweet. The trepidation matched your own thoughts as you tried to unravel a sensitive discussion to which you all have varying degrees of direct experience. Well, throw mine and yours, all five of your privileged white cis female trepidation away. From my point of view, you have an extremely well-meaning discussion that touched on both the wrongness of the things that were tweeted, and even more so, in my view, the unwillingness of Ms. Rowling to accept a discussion or issue some more thoughtful introspection, and the difficulty of sorting through the consequences. You did a wonderful job. Thank you for that. I think in any of these types of situations, there is no single right consequence. It is going to depend on so many factors that are personal for each individual, and rightly so. As a side example, on your brother podcast, the Ramblecast After Dark, Jack mentioned several times going to Hobby Lobby. For me, that store is very problematic, and I will hopefully never find myself buying from there. And yet, I have similar concerns with actions taken by the owners of Lowe's and Home Depot. But I sometimes really need to go to a hardware store, and the only ones that provide those items in a convenient way are those two close-by stores. So I cannot blame Jack for going to get a model for his grandson from Hobby Lobby and hope that I can be forgiven for going to Home Depot. We all have to set our own boundaries that we are comfortable with. Let's face it, as much as I like to think I am the most important person in the world, the owner of Hobby Lobby has lost no sleep over my refusing to purchase or even enter his stores. So back to J.K. Rowling. For myself, I do not think I can separate her remarks from her works. I will not, as previously planned, look forward to sharing Harry Potter with my grandkids. And that is okay. There are many other creative books to share. I, for example, loved reading the full series of the Wizard of Oz books. Yes, there's more than the one, and the latter ones were quite fascinating to me. That being said, I will listen to all your future crossovers, and I will not judge any of you or anyone else if they find a spot they are comfortable with that includes the wonderful literature written by what appears to be a questionable human being. Having said all of that and reducing my effect on boycotting someone or something, and rightly so, as an individual, here is a story of a boycott I did participate in my own little way, and at least in part resulted in a major corporate change. I believe it was back in the 70s that Cracker Barrel had an anti-gay, anti-black, well, they did not state it in such, but it was known as such policy that resulted in a massive ongoing boycott. I simply kept away for literally decades, and one day on travel found it to be convenient to go to and decided to check it out. They now have a clearly stated anti-discrimination policy that is written in all of the restaurants.
I can attest they do have this posted up.
Nice. Here is what I found through Google as an example of the issue and resolution. According to news reports, at least 11 employees were fired under the policy on a store-by-store basis from locations in Georgia and other states. After demonstrations by gay rights groups, the company ended its policy in March 1991 and stated it would not discriminate based on sexual orientation. And apparently last year, they actually banned a homophobic pastor. So we all should pick our battles and find where we can best navigate this complex thing we call life. Thanks again for handling the conversation so well, and please share this with appropriate personal history about me to the Weird Sisters. Joanne, as always, such a wonderful, thoughtful, and amazing email.
Even the categories.
Yes, she does. Yes. Hear, hear.
Hear, hear. Yeah, I agree. And well, part of me does find it sad that, you know, Joanne can't share Harry Potter with her grandkids like she was planning to. It's like, I totally respect her reasons why. And I agree that I think situations like this are very complicated, and it is important for people to set clear personal boundaries as to what they feel comfortable with in terms of separating the art and the artist. And I think she made a really good, made her point very well.
Yeah. Yeah. And as she said, there are other stories.
Exactly.
There are other authors and books, and
there will continue to concentrate
on those ones.
And there will be more that haven't been written yet.
Exactly.
All right. So I think that is going to do it for us for tonight. We have another email from Joanne about reclining on the planes, but I have to admit that was not the first bit of feedback that I got about our stance last week. And okay.
Really?
Spoiler alert. I don't know. Maybe I'm an asshole for telling the dude to get the fuck over it. But that will have to wait until next week. You know, it's funny. For all of our show last week, I thought that we would get more emails about the TV show stuff, or more feedback about the TV show stuff. And it seems like the reclining thing had more of an impact on people.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You just never know what people are going to respond to or react to.
Yeah.
What's going to strike a nerve in everyone's collective conscience.
Yeah. But yeah, so you'll have to stay tuned to hear what Joanne had to say about us reclining. But I don't know. We'll find out next week. but on that note, guys, thank you so much for listening. Thank you to the patrons who came out tonight. If you'd like to become a patron at the bonus level, I hear that, you know, you might be due for two bonus episodes to drop back to back. Somebody may have recorded one, I don't know, 4 weeks ago. That's got to get released. That will be out shortly, I promise. But yeah, so if you'd like to be a patron, patreon.com/JaneJack. You're going to go to JaneJack.com, click on the Become Patron link at the top right-hand corner of the page. If you'd like to go to the shop through our Amazon affiliates link, you can go to JaneJack.com/Amazon, all lowercase letters. If you would like to get your Team Science, Team Universe broadcast mug, you can go to janejack.com/store. God, I hope that that's what it is. I haven't said that one in such a long time. send us an email at thebroadcasters3@gmail.com or give us a call at 331-276-2373. Thank you to the patrons that contribute at a certain level, and that would be Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Rickner, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with a Plan, Drake the Destroyer Time, and Ed the Creepy Mailman. And now, if nobody else has anything, we can all say goodbye now, and I will play us out with my favorite thing the internet has ever gifted us, and that would be at least part of, I'm not going to play the whole thing, but I will play at least the first minute of the remix of the Christian Bale rant. So, does anybody else have anything?
No, let's let Mr. Bale play us out.
All right. Well, on that note, my name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Jenny.
All right. Well, I would say peace out, guys. But honestly, I just want to know, what don't you fucking understand?
Do you want me to go fucking trash your lights? Do you want me to fucking trash them? Fuck. And what the fuck is it with you?
I was looking at the lights.
Fuck. And what the fuck is it with you?
I was looking at the lights.
Fuck. What the fuck is it with you?
I was looking at the lights.
Fuck. And what the fuck is it with you?
I was looking at the lights.
It's fucking distracting. Oh, good. It's fucking distracting. Oh, good. It's fucking distracting. Oh, good. It's fucking distracting.
Well, that's going to play us out.
I love that. Ending on a positive note.
All right. Well, Shandy, happy birthday again.
Happy birthday.
Thanks.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Night. Thanks for joining us.
Bye.